You're listening to the Channel Radio Food Talk Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Sue Nelson. We are at the Food and Drink Expo 2016 at the NEC here in Birmingham, are we not?
We are, and I've just walked past the most amazing stand. It looks really different from everybody else's. So there's a big tree growing up in the middle of it, and then there's mushrooms sprouting out of it, all different sorts of mushrooms, yellow, pink,
white. Were you outside? Were you in the car park?
No. Right in the middle of the exhibition. It looks fantastic, yeah.
What's all that about? And they're brownies or something?
No, so I've just got a little packet here, right. And you can see, in front of you, there's almost like banana-coloured mushrooms, I would say, and a pinky, orangey mushroom.
That is very yellow, isn't it?
I've never
seen a mushroom like that. That's like a mushroom with custard.
And it's like, they're called exotic mushrooms.
Are they?
Yeah. And I'm really fed up with going into supermarket and buying those packets of, you know, white button mushrooms, and when you fry them, they don't taste of anything. Do you find that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm very interested in these, and this is Smithy mushrooms.
Are they?
Yep, and they're based in Lancashire.
Are they?
Shall we talk to them? Yeah, I think we should.
Let's have a go at that.
So we've got I've got John in front of me, John Dorian. He's the director.
Okay, and young Andy we got as well.
Andy. We've got the good-looking Andy, which obviously John uses to sell the mushrooms.
Obviously. Yeah. What are you trying to say about John?
It's the wrong way around.
So how on earth did you get into growing mushrooms?
I was originally a plumber, gas fitter. I worked on this farm while I had no work.
Right. Okay.
And it's built from there. Right. I end up owning the company now with two other partners.
You ended up owning the company?
With the partners from South Korea and France.
Okay.
And we grow about 10 tonne of these strange looking mushrooms every week.
Can you, John, just step us through, listener, because you can't see it, we have a box of wild and exotic mixed mushrooms here.
Yeah.
As Sue described to you earlier, there's pink and yellow mushrooms and all kinds. Can you just walk us through what is actually in that punnet?
Okay. We should ask Andy, because actually he's the sales guy.
It's a mixture. We've got, it's just things that we grow ourselves. We've got oyster, we've got pink, yellow, grey oyster, and a few shiitake in there. We've got anoki, which you bring in.
Anoki is those ones that got very spindly, very, very thin sort of stalk, and only a tiny, tiny little head on the top. Yeah.
They're getting quite popular now, actually.
Mm. Do you cook those like you would normally?
I did a little bit of research when I started out, and I found that quite a lot of gluten-free recipes use them.
Okay.
Gluten-free stir fries, and they use the anoki. Right. You've got white and brown shimeji.
Shimeji? I have never heard of that. Do you grow those yourself?
No, they're imported.
Okay.
And a couple of chestnut as well.
There's some wild mushroom in there as well, so we don't want to miss the wild mushroom hide in there. This is St. George mushroom.
And what's the difference between a morel and a normal mushroom?
Even in exotic, a morel is a mushroom grown in the wild. They grow in the wild, they go and pick them in the wild.
Okay.
We do supply morels.
So you forage for
those? But we forage for them. And as I was saying, if I'd be lying on the beach in Barbados now if I could grow these, cultivate morels.
Okay, because that's what makes a difference. They're wild.
You can't
grow them commercially. The ones that you can grow, you grow. And you were telling me a story just earlier that you grew a mushroom that was worth £500.
You drive over to Belgium, I collect the spawn, I put the spores out and everything. I think it took me about 3 years. And I ended up with one mushroom.
That's expensive.
So it was an expensive. Now you're all wondering why these morels are so expensive.
What did you do with it, John?
Did you eat it?
No. Oh, yes, I couldn't eat it.
Couldn't eat it.
I spent a week looking at it.
I bet you did. Yeah, framed it.
Frame that one. Yeah, but we just follow the wild mushroom season. Sure. So obviously the mushrooms that we can't cultivate, we just follow the seasons.
Okay. And is it true that you grow them in the dark, very damp?
No,
I didn't think that was true.
We treat them like forest conditions in the growing rooms. Okay, there's the right humidity, we can 90-95% humidity, and they need 12 hours of light. We get no yellow if we didn't give them the colour if no light.
They are amazing colours, aren't they?
They are, absolutely stunning.
And your opinion, Andy, you're going out selling, what is the best mushroom to buy if you want to fry some in butter and put some on toast? What, in your opinion, is the best mushroom?
I think shiitake. Horse mushrooms as well.
Horse mushrooms?
Yeah, they're They're just out of season at the moment, but they're really good.
Good,
a bit of garlic and butter.
God, that's lovely, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as you say, I mean, the colours and the textures and the shapes are all radically
so different.
They're
beautiful, actually.
So tell me, how do you sell these?
We supply anyone with mushrooms.
And so if somebody goes onto your website at smithymushrooms.com, they can actually order some online.
They can order online.
But you can get them in supermarkets too.
You can get them in supermarkets, online. That's our best-selling pack, which has got 10 varieties. In
right, okay.
We do a mixture of 10 variety pack, and it just sells like...
I'm sure it does.
Hotcakes or donuts, I've seen people queuing up for donuts over there.
Yeah.
Well, I really, really recommend that if you're used to just having white mushrooms or button mushrooms, you go into the supermarket and you can see some smoothie mushrooms, some exotic ones, you really should give it a try.
One of the things I like about that punnet of mixed mushrooms is there's a whole range of different mushrooms in there. So, I mean, you can buy that and experiment all in one go. You can taste off one against the other and you know, experiment with a different type of mushroom.
Love. Thank you, boys. That's John and Andy. Thank you very much for joining
us. Smoothies mushrooms. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Cheers.